like to start with a couple observations to close out the Sugya of Klipas Nida, and then we'll move on to the main attraction of today, beginning discussing Hesek Tara. Oren and Phil pointed out to me that I was a little bit imprecise in the way I quoted the Mordechai last time. I had presented the Mordechai as being a different version of the Ravid, in holding that the requirement of Hu Yashin Bein Hanashim, the Hi Yashin Bein Hanashim for Chuppas Nida, is accomplished by the existence of a single Shomer. So I had presented that as being a different version of the Ravid, when in reality, the Mordechai says that on his own, he's not quoting the Ravid. Somehow I had in mind that was B'Shem HaRavid. That's not the case. It doesn't really affect the bottom line in terms of our discussion, trying to figure out the basis of the minhag according to the Ramah, to require only a single Shmira, not two Shmiras. If there is such a position we showed in the Mordechai, I found it's also in the Shari Duras Hilchos Nida and the Sefer Truma as well. Sefer Truma Simen Kuf Tes, and the Shari Duras, the very first Os in the Shari Dura and Hilchos Nida, which is printed in the back of the Shari Dura. So they all have this position that it's sufficient to have the single Shomer. So the position does exist in Rishonim, and the Darkei Moshe quotes it from the Mordechai, but in point of fact, it's not quoted anywhere B'Shem HaRavid, and then the only version of the Ravid that we have remains where the Ravid himself writes in the Balei Nefesh that you require Anashim, Miyad Anashim Shtayim, Miyad Anashim Shtayim, a minimum of two men and two women in addition to the Chasam Kalach. Again, the Shita exists in Rishonim of a single Shomer, but it's not attributed to the Ravid. Point number two. In discussing how to navigate Chuppas Nida, both the wedding itself and the post-wedding Isser Yichud, it's obvious that there is a strong preference to try to avoid Chuppas Nida. Now, leaving aside those who've shown him the Shitas around them, that maybe such a chuppah isn't chal, or such a nesuah isn't chal to begin with, but even if we don't assume that way in Shulchan Aruch, for the difficulty involved in having to navigate such a nesuah yichud, and the issues with the chasen itself, it's clearly preferable to do whatever possible to avoid a chuppah nida situation. Rabbi Willig, for decades, has recommended that kalas proactively regulate their cycle in advance of a chasana to avoid any potential pitfall with chuppas nida. Even a situation where a woman has a generally predictable regular cycle and could plan the calendar of the wedding date around that cycle, but things happen and it's an emotional time, and even if someone has a regular cycle, it could suddenly become irregular. The notion of dam chimud, even when we're not concerned about it in a literal sense, exists on some level, and the fact that emotions can alter cycles. So Rabbi Willick's position is that it's preferable under all circumstances for a kala to intervene to make sure that there is not going to be any potential for a chuppas nida. And his recommended drug of choice is what's essentially a mild contraceptive known as Agestin, which he as a matter of course, recommends for kalas in order to regulate the cycle ahead of time. Even with Morgenstern, quotes from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv was generally very liberal about these things, not to the point of recommending it as a matter of course, but in any situation in which there is any concern of a chuppas nida, either because a woman has an irregular cycle or she has a preference for a certain wedding date that might fall during what would be her expected Yimei Tuma, or any other consideration, he writes that Rav Yashiv was very liberal about allowing for such regulation to take place in advance of a chasana. Again, not necessarily recommending it as a matter of course if a woman does have a regular cycle and then no other considerations, but anytime there were any other considerations, he quotes that Rav Yashiv was very quick to allow such methods. In the Sefer Pua, they quote a dispute among some of the contemporary medical people, whether it's advisable to recommend it as a matter of course, or we're concerned about some of the minimal but possible side effects So they have that literature, but there's a whole discussion there as to how to go about this kind of intervention and pill to make sure that the cycle is regulated ahead of time so you shouldn't have any chuppas nida pitfalls. Michael.
Is there any halachic issue with taking the pill besides for the medical issue?
Under these circumstances, generally not. You're not worried about the effect of the contraceptive because you go off it as soon as you have bias mitzvah. Okay.
And bias mitzvah is annulated anyway.
I'm sorry?
Bias mitzvah is for the Gemara's annulated anyway, so you don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And let's say, Rav Yashiv is quoted as, or Rabbi Morgenstern has a different pill that he recommended, which is not a contraceptive, but has the effect of delaying the period for a number of days. Until now, we've discussed, as far as big picture, how a woman becomes Timea Nida, and that the last number of Shiurim have been some of the side points of different situations of Riyas Dam, Dam Chimud, Dam Basul, or not Riyas Dam, situations where there are other details that need to be navigated as far as a pseudo process of the period of Dama. And now we're going to move on to how a woman is mitar herself after becoming a nida. The Mishnah tells us, and daf samaches samin aleph, about the institution of what we refer to as a hafsek tara. The Mishnah and daf samaches is talking about a nida d'oraisa, and we'll see in a few moments. There's a machlokas tanayim about when this hefsek tara may be performed for a nida d'oraisa. But the principle that emerges from this Mishnah is that before a nida d'oraisa is mitar herself, again, a nida d'oraisa, whenever she sees dam, she starts counting 7 days from the first day she sees dam. So even if she sees dam day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, as long as the dam stops at the end of day seven, she can proceed to go to the mikveh and be mitar herself after those 7 days. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that before she proceeds to be mitar herself, she needs to, what the Mishnah refers to as have hafrasha, which is what we refer to as a hafsek tara. She has to do a bedika to ascertain that there's no more dam in order to proceed with her tara process. Okay, so that's the context of the Mishnah here, Adaf Samachas Amad Aleph, referring exclusively to Nida d'oraisa, that a Nida d'oraisa before she proceeds to be mitar herself needs to be mafsekes mitara, and there's a two or three or four way machlokas tanayim in the Mishnah here as to when this hefsek tara may be performed. The Mishnah here again is talking only about Nida d'oraisa, not about Zava, but the Rishonim all assume that this requirement of hefsek tara applies to a Zava as well. So if you look, for example, in Rashi and Daf Samach Tes Amun Aleph, Rashi Dibra Maskel Hacha Ashmeinan. Rashi here talks about Hefsek Tara in the context of a Zava, which would mean that before a Zava can start counting her Shiva Nikiyim, then she has to be Mafsek Tara. For Anita, the relevance of Hefsek Tara is before she can be mitara, so before she go to the mikvah, she has to be masik mitara on day 7, or by day 7. And for Zava Gedola, the context of hesek tara means that before she begins counting her shiva nikiyim, she has to be masik es mitara. The Marsha here on this Rashi, Dimaskal Halkash Binan, points out that you see for Mashi the requirement of hesek tara for a Zava de Araisa as well. And that's the assumption that Tosis makes here on the top of Samuk Tesamut Aleph, Dibra Maskel V'Hacha Kamash Malan, Tosos Dibra Maskel V'Hacha Kamash Malan, the top of Samuk Testament Aleph, Tosos assumes in his question, which remains, that there's a requirement of a Zava being Masekis Pitara as well. So Lashon HaRash in Perek Yud Simen Hay, the Rash in Perek Yud Simen Hay writes, Hilkach Nashim Ba'idna Shehein Safek Zavos. So our women that we treat L'chumra, both as a Nida and a Zava, we treat our women as Safek Zavos. Srichos Ahavsek Petara, Lidog Asman, so they have to perform a Hefsek Taira to check themselves, Sheyadua Shenista Mayana, in order to establish that the dam is no longer flowing. I'm skipping a little bit. Ulamacharaso Taska Lindos Shivanakim. And then after she, the day after she performs that Hefsek Taira, she then begins counting her Shiva Nikiyim. Fine. So as a practical matter, we treat our women as Safek Nida, Safek Zavos. We have the Chumras of both. But Lemaisa, the requirement of Hefsek Taira exists both for a Nida and for a Zava. So that's why we have a requirement of a Hefsek Taira. If you look in the Lashon of the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, Shivas Yamim Shehazava Soferes, the 7 days that a Zava counts, Naskila Mimachres Yom Shepaskova starts the day after she does her Hefsek Taira. Taras HaShalom points out, Sukkatan Aleph, Bizman Zeh, Kulam Kizava Shevinu Chachamim, we treat all our women as Zavos, so it doesn't really make a difference whether you call her a Nid or call her a Zava, we treat everyone as a Zava anyway. And that's the context of this halacha. So again, bottom line, Hefsek Taira is required both for a Nida and for a Zava. We treat our women as Zavas, and therefore, the Hefsek Taira needs to be performed prior to the commencing of Shiva Nikiyim. What does the Hefsek Taira accomplish? Again, we saw the Lashon HaRash that you need to establish a nista mayana. Lashon Rashi here on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil, V'Hacha Ashmi'inan, is as follows. D'misha huchzak mayan pasuach, leka lachzuke betara, ad shetivdak v'timsa shepasak. That once a woman has a cheskas toma, she has a cheskas mayana pasuach, she's musakas, that she's seeing dam. So in order to change that chazaka, in order to now treat her as being Tahora, she requires a bedika. So that Hefsek Taira removes her from the Cheskas Tuma, or the Cheskas Mayana Pasuach.
How's that different now?
It's not different, just I'm just reading Rashi. Rashi used the term Chazaka. It's a little bit clearer. This din applies not only to a regular re'iyah, but applies to a kesem as well. The Gemara has a shayla on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, whether the requirement of Hefsek Taira applies to a kesem, and the Gemara concludes that in fact it does, and that's what we paskin again in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi, that in Hilchos Ksamim there's a requirement of Hefsek Taira. We saw this when we learned Siman Kuf Tzadi. Take a look at it again for a moment. The Mechaber writes, Kuf Tzadi Se'if Aleph, Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Metamba Velo Asur Labayla Achitarga Sheyatza Dam Bibsara. The Chachamim, Gazer El Kesem Shenimsa Begufa Og Vegadesh, Itmea Vasur Labayla, Afilu Lahigisha, Afilu Baka Atma Matsa Tahara, Vitzricha Hefsek Taira, Shetiv Dagatma Vitim Satara, Vachakak Timno Shivanakim. So a woman requires a Hefsek Taira even after just experiencing a Kesem. Let's look now at the Mishnah in Samech Ches Amud Aleph, where the context, the local context, is a Nida. Nida Shabaka Atzma Yom Shvi'i Shachris U'matza Tahara. So a woman whose Anida does a Bedika on the morning of day 7, and the Bedika yields nothing, so it's a clean Bedika. But she didn't perform a Hefsek Taira Bein Hashmashas. So it sounds like she should have performed a Hefsek Taira later in the day Bein Hashmashas, or as Rishonim say, Samach Bein Hashmashas. Doesn't mean literally Bein Hashmashas, it means right before Bein Hashmashas. So she didn't perform a Hefsek Taira later in the day. And subsequent to this, sometime later, she does a Bedika and she finds that she's Temeya. So at what point, in the Taira's context here, at what point do we have to be choshesh that tuma began? Harei b'cheskas tahora. So because she did perform a Hefsek Taira on day 7, albeit in the morning, that removed her from a cheskas tuma, and she's presumed to be tahora until we establish that she's tamei. So if she did a hefek tahara on the morning of day 7, then she didn't do a hefek tahara later in the day, she found dam 5 days later, so she's presumed to be tahora until the point, chazaka de meikara, she has a cheskas tahara that she is tahora until the point that she sees dam again. If she did a bedika on the morning of day 7 and the bedika was no good, she still has dam. And then she didn't do a hefsek tahara later in the day. Okay, that seer doesn't concern us at the moment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Hifrisha V'Tara Min HaMincha L'Mala, Harezu V'Cheskas Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if she performed the Hefsek Tara on the morning of day 7, that is meaningless. In order for Hefsek Tara to be effective, it needs to be performed Min HaMincha U'Lamala. The Chachamim Omrim, Afilu Bishnayim Linidasa, Batka U'Matza Tahora, U'Bein HaShmash Eslo Hifrisha, even if she did a hefsek tahara on day 2, till now we're talking about day 7. So even if she did a hefsek tahara on day 2, and it's a good hefsek tahara, she is tahara, there's no dam, and she didn't do any subsequent hefsek tahara on day 7, that's still enough to create a cheskas tahara. Rashi here, Dibra Maskil Afilu Bishnayim, outlines 3 Shitos Tanayim in our Mishnah. What are the 3 Shitos? Shalosh Machlokas Bedavar. V'tanakama Shvi'ihu Dimitarasa Bedika Shachris Avasheni Lo. So according to Tanakama, a morning Hefsek Tara could be effective on day 7, but would not be effective earlier than day 7. Would it be effective on day 2, or 3, 4, 5, or 6? So a morning hefsek tahara is only effective according to Tana Kama on day 7. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, afilu bedikas shvi'i shachris lo mitara, ad shetafrish ben hashmashas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a morning bedika is never effective, even on day 7. And according to the Chachamim, a morning bedika is effective even on day 2. Okay, so 3 days in Tanan, when is a morning bedika effective? According to Tanakama, it's only effective on day 7. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's never effective. And according to Chachamim, it's even effective on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's how Rashi presents 3 deos in Tanayim in our Mishnah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is that? It's only effective once you're tahor.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
that requires a bedika shvi ben hashmashos. What's
right?
What's the
reason?
Yeah.
So the way the Ra'ah says it, the Ra'ah's in Bed Kabayis on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. In the standard pagination of the Taras Habayis, the way the Ra'ah explains Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Rechoshesh, if you did a bedika in the morning, Rechoshesh, or Hefsek Tahara in the morning, Rechoshesh, maybe she'll still see Dam later in the day. Once we hit Min HaMincha L'Mala, his Lashon is Sheyatza Ruba Shel Yom Mitara. Once the majority of the day passed and she's still Tahara, then you have the right to assume, if you do bedika, which is clean, that she's not going to see any more dam. So up to that point in the afternoon, Rechoshesh, that maybe she'll still see dam. So a hefsek tahara in the morning is ineffective, because what does that prove? It proves that she hasn't seen dam until now, but maybe she'll see dam later. Once the majority of the day passed, so then we're no longer concerned that she's going to see more dam. That's what the Ra'ah writes in the Beit HaKabayis, Kaf Gimel Amud Beit. And that's essentially the, that explanation, L'ra'ah, is essentially how Rabbi Yehuda would respond to the kasha of the Chacham Meskim, right? The Gemara has in Samech Chasam and Beis at the final two dots before the Mishnah, Tanya, Amulel Rabbi Yehuda, Elmali Yada Munachas Beinah Kol Bein Hashmashas Yafat Omer. So if it would be the case that you'd be able to determine, let's say she does a Hefetara later in the day, but she's not doing a Hefetara at the very last moment of the day, so maybe she'd be Koshesh that the very last moment of the day she'll see Dam, even if you did a Hefsek Tara 10 minutes earlier. So if it would be the case that she'd have a way of ensuring literally that her hand would be Bosa Makom the entire Ben Hashmashis to make sure that there's no Dam, then you'd be right. So, but once you're conceding, you have to concede that's not the case. So what difference does it make if you do a Hefsek Tara later in the day? What difference does it make if you do it earlier? What difference does it make if you do it even before day seven? So Rabbi Yehuda's response would be that there's a difference. Kevin Shayatza Rov Hayom B'Tara, that's different than if you did a B'dikas Shachas. Okay. If you look in the Tosafot Rush here, on the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph, Tosafot Rush takes issue with Rashi's characterization of the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. Tosafot Rush, Dibur Maslo v'Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim Omrim Af B'Sheni L'Nidasa Barka Masator. So he quotes Rashi, Ulupeirusho Ika Dayin Tana Revi. So Rashi presents 3 days in Tanoim. So the way Rashi presents it is true, that in the Mishnah there are 3 days in Tanaim, but if you read the Gemara and the Brisa the Gemara quotes, there's a fourth day in Tanaim. The Gemara ka'amar afila berisha, right? The Gemara on Amud Beis has a different version of Shitas Chachamim, that a B'dika Shachris works even on day one. So you could have said Enochanami. So you have to adjust Rashi. Rashi's telling you, yeah, there are 3 days in Tanaim in the Mishnah, true. And then the Gemara in Amud Beis presents a fourth day in Tanaim. But Tosafot Rush doesn't want to say that. Rather, Hilkaf Nira, Deleka Elatrei Tanai. So his kash on Rashi was that you don't have three, you have four. So the Tosafot Rush himself says, no, you only have two. The Chachamim Mefarshi Mila de Tanakama. Chachamim is not a third Shita in Tanaim. Chachamim Arbi Mefarish Tanakama. Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda by Afrasha min mincha lamala v'lo sagi b'afrasha de shvi shachris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's clear. Rabbi Yehuda says a b'dika shachris never works, and the only b'dika that's going to work is min mincha lamala on day seven. The asir rabban lefrushe dafilu b'sh pirsha b'sheni sagya, and the rabban come and say no, that a hefsek tara works even on day two. Tanakama said, the case is, Anidu did a Hefsek Tara the morning of day seven. Doesn't mean to say that Ladina, it wouldn't work on the morning of day two. That's the case that the Mishnah is dealing with. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, day seven, Bidika, day seven, Hefsek Tara doesn't work in the morning. You need Minimin Chalamawa. And Chama come and say, no, Shitas Tanakama is in fact that a morning Hefsek Tara does work, and it even works on day two. And even day two is left off Dafka because the Gemara concludes on Samaches Amud Beis that it really works on day one as well. Elashein derech isha livdog b'yom rishon achri shekvar barka b'machas amasat meya imkei nishnei sefiatos shetar rebi shelo shal b'rishon. Right, that's what the Gemara has on Samaches Amud Beis. Amar rebi she'alti is rebi yosi rebi shimon kishayim mahalka mederech nida shabaka asma yom shvi shachri samasat tahari bin hashmashif so afi shal achri yom barka amasat meya mahu. I'm a lower raise of the Kaskas Tower. It works. Shishi Hamisha Ravi Shlishi Shani Mai. Amarle Losha Bavishon. Amarle Loshna. Bavishon Losha Alti Vitaisi Shalosha Alti. I didn't ask about day one, and I was mistaken in not asking. But, says the Rosh, the din is, ultimately, on day one, it's no different. Bidika's Hefsek Tower on day one, Bishakris works as well. It's not Shkiach. It's not the norm, but it would still work. So according to the Rush, there are only two deos in Tanaim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bedika Shachris doesn't work even on day 7. The only Hesek Tara that works is Minimincha Lamala. And according to Chachamim, a Hesek Tara works B'Shachris even on day 1. Only 2 days in Tanaim, according to the Rush. The Rashba seems to go with this approach as well. The Rashba here in Chidushim, Samaches Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel Meikara. The Rashba Samaches Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel Meikara, Be'emsa Dibur Umistabra. The Rashba writes as follows. Umistabra, Kevin the Rebbe Amar Varisham Lo Sha'alti, Vita'isi Shalo Sha'alti. The fact that the Gemara says on Amid Beis, Rebbe said, I didn't ask the Chachamim about the din on day 1, and I was mistaken in not asking. So the Rashba says, L'halacha, a Hesek Tara would work, B'Shachris, even on day 1. Even though the Mishnah only says day 2, Masis and Rebbe, who? The author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. And Rebbe just recorded the Mishnah is what he had heard. So he never heard the din of day 1, so he didn't write day 1 in the Mishnah, but the din is still the same. The Bryce says day 1 because that's the later version of the story that Rebbe realized he should have asked a question about day 1, and the din is the same on day 1. So according to the Rashba, that's Shitas Chachamim, and that's what the Rashba assumes lehalacha, that a Hesek Tara works on day 1. Presumably even B'Shachris, even in the morning. Again, just to avoid any confusion, we're still talking about a Nida D'Oraisa, not a Zava. And anyway, we'll see that in our calculation of our women who are treated like zavos, under normal circumstances, there's the din that we'll encounter in the end of Siman Kuf Sarivav, that anyway you have to wait 5 days, maybe 4 days, generally 5 days after the Re'iyah before you can be Masik Batara. So we'll have to flesh that all out, but so far we're talking in theory for a Nida D'Oraisa. When could a Hesek Tara be performed, at least b'di'evet? Okay, so according to the Rashba, Me'ikar Adin, if you have a Nida, she could be Masik B'Tara if, in the strange case where she starts seeing Dam on day 1 in the morning and then she stops seeing Dam an hour later. So in theory, she could be Masik B'Tara that morning of day 1. The Rashba does write in Torah Sabayis and Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph that L'maisa, a woman should be machmer in that situation where she's going to do a bidika on day 1, a Hesek Tara on day 1, to require a moch dachuk, she'en lecha bidika gedola mizu, as we'll discuss. The Ramban also, in theory, allows for a Hesek Tara on day 1, as long as it's done together with a moch dachuk. Perek beis halach alef and hilchos dida. Cheskas kol yom rishon kula tame. Shehufsak mayim pasuach. V'damim chosin la afa pisha pasku b'shachris. So the man says a bedika shachris doesn't work on day 1, but a bedikas moch dachuk where she'll do bedika b'sof hayom, and then insert a moch dacha called bein hashmashos, that according to the Ramban would work on day 1. That's what the Ramban writes in his Chidushim here as well. Dibur maskel hadetnan, samachesem and ala dibur maskel hadetnan. That a bedika shachris only works on day 2. Not like the Rashba on his mikra day level. Bedika shachris only works on day 2. Aval berishon, ho lehuk sak mayim pasuach lo. But on day 1, where that's the beginning of the Re'iyah, it's Hufzak Mayim Pasuach, a Bedika Shachris doesn't work. Because it's not the norm for a woman to stop seeing on the first day that she begins to see. So even if you did a hefsek tahara in the morning, which was clean, you have to assume that she's going to see dam again later in the day. So according to the Ramban, a hefsek tahara on the morning of day one won't work. A hefsek tahara at the end of the day with a mochtochuk will work. On day two and on, a hefsek tahara will work even in the morning. Rambam writes as follows, Perek Vav, Halacha Kaf, and Halacha Kaf Aleph. Nida Shabaka Asma Vesokim Me Nidasa Matzah Shepasak Adam. So if a woman does a Hesek Tara during Yemei Nidasa, Vafilu Pasak Vesheinu Linidasa, even if it's on day two, that's the din of our Mishnah. So the Rambam paskins, the lashon of Rambam is afilu pasak v'sheinu linidosa. So the Rambam seems to distinguish between day two and day one. So it sounds like a bedika on day one, a hefsek tahara on day one won't work. Hefsek tahara on day two and on will work. And no mention of a mochtochuk the way the Ramban had it. The Magen Mishnah here quotes the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Magen Mishnah, quotes the Ramban, and thinks that the fact that the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban, it doesn't say the Rambam argues, implies that the Magen Mishnah thinks the Rambam would agree to the Ramban, that even on day one, a Hefsek Tahara could work, b'moch dachuk. Why didn't the Rambam mention it? Because the Rambam is just nokei lashon ha-gemara. Lashon ha-mishnah is sheni, so the Rambam says sheni. But lahalacha, maybe even Berishon with a mochtochuk like the Ramban. So, again, Pashup Shah on the Rambam, you read the Rambam literally, it sounds like a hefsek tahara on day one will not work for the Rambam, period. And the Beis Yosef thinks that maybe it will, maybe the Rambam is really like the Ramban. Whether or not it's the Rambam, it definitely is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is clear that a Hefsek Tahara will not work on day one, period. So bottom line, there are at least four shitas in Rishonim here as to whether a Hefsek Tahara, or under what circumstances, could a Hefsek Tahara work on day one. Day one meaning, the woman, Anida, sees Dam beginning on day one, and then she's Masik B'Tahara, she doesn't see any Dam the rest of that 7-day period. So is there a way of a Hefsek Tahara being effective on that day one? So according to the Ra'ah, in Bedek Abayis, under no circumstances will a Hefsek Tahara work on day one. Even B'Sof Hayom, even B'Moch Dachuk, a Hefsek Tahara will not work on day one at all. The whole discussion in the Mishnah is only day two and on, not day one. Day one is Huksak Bayana Pasuach, and unlikely that anyone would stop seeing on the day that they start seeing. So according to the Rav, Bidikas don't work. A Hefsek Tahara won't work on day one at all. Maybe that's Shita Sarambam, but he still thinks not. Fine. Then you have the position of the Rashba in the Chidushim, modified slightly in Torah Sabayis, that Mikra Din, a Hesek Torah works on day one, even Bishakris, but you should be Machmir to only rely on a day one Hesek Torah if it's Samach Lebein HaShmashos with a Mochdach. It's an Ikara Din, B'dika Shachris works, Hesek Torah Shachris works. Lemaisa the Rashba says you should be Machmir to require a Hesek Torah B'Sof HaYom with a Mochdach. The Ramban says that the Ikara Din, a Hesek Torah only works on day one with a Moch Dachuk. And the Rush holds that a Hesek Torah only works Samach L'Bein HaShmashos, but there's no requirement of a Moch Dachuk. So again, according to the Ra'ah, a Hesek Torah won't work on day one under any circumstances. According to the Rashba, it will work on day one, the Ikara Din, even B'Shachris. Lemaisa, you should be machmir to have Sof HaYom u'moch dachuk. According to the Rabban, Ne'ikar Adin only Samach Lebein HaShmashos with the moch dachuk. And according to the Rush, Samach Lebein HaShmashos without the need for a moch dachuk. Okay, how do we assume la halacha? And then we'll have to explain in a moment how any of this could be la halacha anyway. So if you look in Siman Kuf Sarivav Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes as follows. I guess by way of semi-introduction, where would this be relevant? Well, leaving aside the specific instances we'll see in a few moments in the Shachlan Torah Hashlamim, but the most relevant potential scenario, it's true that under normal circumstances, a woman sees Dam part of her regular cycle, so we treat her with the chumras of a nida and a zava, and she'll have to wait 5 days before she can start doing the Hesek Torah anyway. So the whole discussion here of a Hesek Torah on day one is totally academic in that case. You have to wait 5 days anyway. Where is it relevant? It's relevant if a woman sees Dam in the middle of her Shivan Akiyah. She went through the regular lead up to her Hesek Torah as part of after the regular Iyah, and then she starts counting Shivan Akiyah, and then she starts seeing Dam in the middle of Shivan Akiyah. So in that case, where she starts seeing Dam in the middle of Shivan Akiyah, we'll see later in the Siman, she doesn't have to count 5 days again. You can start counting, once the Dam stops, you can start counting Shivan Akiyah the next day. So there, that would be considered a Yom Rishon, where this discussion is going to be relevant. Again, a woman is, the woman's Shivan Akim are interrupted with an unexpected Re'iyas Dam. So in that case, you don't have to wait 5 days before doing a Hesek Torah. You can do a Hesek Torah as soon as the Dam stops. So that would be considered a Yom Rishon as far as we're concerned, the first day of her Re'iyah. But you don't have the requirement, you don't have the Paleta Shech Mazera consideration of having to wait 5 days. So then in theory, if she were to be Masih B'Tara right away, if that would work, then she could start counting her Shivan Akiyah the next day. So that's where this whole discussion, under what circumstances and how can one do a Hesek Torah on day one, that's the most common situation, scenario, where this could be relevant. Okay, so what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? Rasa Yomecha Bilvad Upaskabo, so women, Mechaberei, so women sees Dam only on day one. And then she stops. Svicha livdok asma b'mochtachuk v'shihe sham kol ben hashmashe. So the Mechaber paskins that if you're going to do a Hesek Torah on day one, it has to be done with a mochtachuk. Says the Ramah, u'bidi eved im badka asma samach l'bein hashmashas. Umatza atzma tohara. If she did her hefsek tara samach lebein hashmashas, af api shelo hayamoch etzlah kol ben hashmashasagi. So then you can be makel even without the moch dachuk, which is the Rashba's position mikra din. Okay. Aval b'dika shachris lo mahani, However, Rama says that on day one you would not rely on Bidika Shakris, even Bidiyevet. So Licha Chila, you can do a Hesek Tara B'Sof Hayom with a Machdachuk. Bidiyevet, if you didn't have the Machdachuk, still good. If you only did a Hesek Tara in the morning, that's no good, even Bidiyevet. What is the meaning of Samach Lebein Hashmashos? Right, the Dagal Mirvava. Meaning that the tension here is that there seems to be a unaccounted for middle period. Bidika Shachris doesn't work. What works? Samach Lebein Hashmashos. So when is Samach Lebein Hashmashos? Presumably, Shachris, whatever Samach Lebein Hashmashos is, presumably Shachris doesn't last until Samach Lebein Hashmashos for most people. So where do you, where's the line drawn here? The Dagal Mirvava writes, nearly niyastaiti, the lab davka bidika Shachris, ela kol shahaisa bidika kodim min chaktana, lo mahani biyom risham. So Shachris is lab davka, and Samach Lebein Hashmashos is Latafka. Samach Lebein Hashmashos means Mincha Ketana, so 2.5 halachic hours before the end of the day. And Shachris is any time until that. So it doesn't mean you could have a Shachris till Samach Lebein Ketana, but if you did a Bidika any time before Mincha Ketana, that wouldn't work the Yom Rishon. We'll have to develop these definitions of Samach Lebein Hashmashos in these terms a little bit later in the sugya. But for now, that's what the Dagal Mirvava says here, that the only bidika that will work, the only Hesek Tara rather that will work on day one of a Re'iya, is if it's done from Mincha Ketana and on. Okay, if you look in the Shach over here, Sivkat and Vav, the Shach says, what's the Nafkamina of this din? Don't we have to wait 5 days anyway before you can do a Hesek Tara? So the Shach says what we pointed out before. Nafkamina hecha dechazra verasa b'soch yemei asfira. Nafkamina is where she breaks her Shiva Nekiyim. She has a re'iyah during the Shiva Nekiyim. The cave and shalorasa rakim echa b'mei asvira b'dika shachris lo mahani afilu b'diavad. So the relevance of this din is where a woman breaks up her shiva nekiyim with a new riyas dam. So then you don't have to wait till day 5 to do the hesek tara. You can do the hesek tara as soon as she stops seeing dam, and that's where this din of hesek tara b'yom rishon l'riyasa is relevant. The Torah Hashlamim has a different seer here in Sivkat Din Hei. He says nafkamina for a kala. A kala also doesn't require the 5 days before a hefsek tara. So one of the kids as far, maybe it was already forced, I don't remember, that the Shach by Kala says that we're machmir on those 5 days. So the Shach didn't give the Torah Sashlamim's seer of Kala because he thinks we should be machmir in Kala also. But regardless, the more shkiach situation is that of the Shach, where a woman has a re'iyah in the middle of her shiv nekiyim. Fine. So, yeah.
Maybe
no get Yoledes. What do you mean?
She sees a problematic, or she sees a Kesem after whatever, 4 weeks. She'd have to wait 5 and 7 there, or she could just go and she can start Kesem.
Oh, Yoledes does wait 5, yeah.
She'd have to wait 5 and 7 if she's a problem.
Okay. What is the source of the bottom line Shita Sarama? Yeah, the Rama Paskins, Licha Chila, you should require a Hesek Tara B'Sof Hayom with a mavdachuk. Bidi eved, it's okay without a mavdachuk. And bidi kashachus doesn't work even bidi eved. So in the parenthetical reference here in the Ramah, which I think we generally assume is not necessarily written by the Ramah. So the parenthetical reference here is Rashba, Rambam Mishem Yesh Omrim, Kaktiv Rambam, Perish HaMishnayis, Ubar Tanura. So let's try to take that apart. The Rashba, we said, assumes that Bidika Shachris does work, at least Bidiyev. So what's the scene of the Rashba that doesn't seem to fit? The Ramah's passing that Bidika Shachris doesn't work even Bidiyev. The Rashba's beferish that Bidika Shachris does work Bidiyev. Ramban B'Shem Yishomrim, the Ramban holds that Mokdachik is Ma'akiv. See, if you don't have the Mokdachik, it doesn't work even B'di'evet. So that's also can't be the source of the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan has the following suggestion. The Aruch HaShulchan in Oz Yuches writes, V'tayma mishem de la rashba v'harash v'atur midina sagi v'vedika samach ben hashmashos. So since the Rashba and the Rash assume that the ikara din of v'vedika samach ben hashmashos is sufficient, ein lachish v'di'ev l'dasa Rambam. So you don't have to be choshesh for the dasa Rambam, which he presumes to mean that day one never works. Aval bidika shakris she'enu elu l'dasa Rashba gam b'di'eved lo mahani. But bidika shakris, which the Rashba is the only sheet in Rishonim that a bidika shakris works for b'di'eved. Sorry, bidika shakris, which the Rashba is the only Rishon that holds, works. So then there was machmir that bidika shakris shouldn't be good even b'di'eved. So the Ramah is not passing straight like any Rishon. He's saying combination of shittos that many Rishonim hold that a bedika b'sof hayom works. So there we can be. So we don't have to be choshesh for the shita that bedika doesn't work on day one at all. But since it's only one day in Rishonim that is machshir bedika shakris, then we'll pass from that bedika shakris doesn't work b'di'evet, even b'di'evet. Again. Combination of shitos, or in trying to navigate shitos, the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting, according to the Ramah, that since according to number of Rishonim, Bidikas Yom Rishon works B'Sof HaYom, so we can rely on that, but since the only shita in Rishonim that allows the Bidika Shachris is the Rashba, then we're going to be machmer that even B'di'evet. Rabbi Karr points out, this is page Tzadi in volume 2, that calculation doesn't seem fully correct either, because at least the Tos of the Rosh that we quoted before assumes that Bidika Shachris does work even by Yom Rishon. So it's not only the Rashba, it could be the Tos of the Rosh as well, even though the Rosh Pesachim doesn't really say that. But he thinks the fact that the Tos of the Rosh has such a shita means that it's more than just the Rashba. Then Rabbi Karp suggests maybe the Ramah is based on the following. Tosfos on Daf Samaches Amibes, Tosfos Daf Samaches Amibes Dibra Mastil Amrule has the following position. That on day one, a bedika only works minam in chulamala, whereas as on day two a bedika hasiktara works even bishakris. So maybe the Ramah is going like that position in the Bali Tosfos, at least Tosis here is within Shitas of Yossi. So maybe the Rambam is going in that position in the Bali Tosfos that in day one, B'diva only works the Sofa Yom, even without a Mokta Achuk. On day two, it works Shachris, but on day one, it wouldn't work even Shachris. But that's a minority position we showed him, and why should we assume that the Rambam is going like that suggestion in Tosfos? So Rabbi Karp believes that is a little bit of a tarachin on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be charting his own position here, which isn't reflected in the standard shittas we've shown him that we've analyzed. Okay. But what about, what is a din when it comes to a hefek tara on a day that a woman sing dam, which is not the first day of her ri'iyah? So let's say a woman sees dam on, if we're going to talk in practical terms, the case of the shach, where you have a woman who sees dam in the middle of her shivanakiyim, and she wants to do a hefek tara as soon as possible to start the shivanakiyim again. So she sees dam on Tuesday, and she sees dam on Wednesday morning, and then she's clean. So, what is the status of a hefek tara? Under what circumstances could a hefek tara be performed on that Wednesday, on that second day? The second day since the ri'iyah. What's the status of a hefek tara on that day? So the Ramban writes, Peri Beis Halacha Aleph and Hilchos from Nida LaRamban. Yeah. The case is, you see dam on Tuesday, you continue to see dam on Wednesday morning, and then it stops. What we're talking about till now is all on day one. You see dam on Tuesday, and you do hefek tara on day Tuesday. Now we're talking about, so there, it's huksak bayana pasuach, it's lo shkiach to not see, to stop seeing the day that the riyah starts. That's what according to many we've shown him, there are restrictions on when a hefek tara could be performed on that day. What about this case, where you see dam on day one, it continues into day two, and then it stops sometime in the middle of day two? The Rabban writes the following, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Afilu Rasa B'Shachris V'Acher Kach Bad Ka'atzma. So she sees in the morning, and then she does a B'dika, V'Arei Pascha, and she doesn't see Dam anymore. Eina Tzricha B'dika Cheres Kol Hayom. So you don't require another B'dika the rest of that day. V'Ein Choshesh Shin Shema Chazav Rasa Balaila Oben Ashmashos El Lamachar Maschelus Lispor Shiva Yamin Lakir. The Renach Hoshesh that maybe she saw Dam after that Bedika, after the Hesek Tara. So according to the Ramban, if we're talking about day one, the first day Liriyasa, the Ramban says the Hesek Tara only works with Sofa Yom with the Mokdachim. If it's day two, even if she saw Dam that morning, but then it stops, then a Hesek Tara would work even Bishachris. So according to the Ramban, there's a difference between where you see Dam on day one and you do a Hesek Tara on day one, and you see Dam on day one and day two and you do a Hesek Tara on day two. In that case, where you see Dam on day one and day two, you do a Hesek Tara on day two, there are no restrictions on the Hesek Tara. It could even be performed Bishachris. Yep, that's the position of the Ramban. Tosfos Adasat Tamachasim Ebeis Dibur Baskel Omru assumes that Bidika Shachris won't work on any day in which you're still seeing Dam. So even if it's the seventh day that you've been seeing Dam, if you still see Dam that morning, Bidika Shachris won't work, because once you see Dam that day, we're concerned maybe you're going to continue to see later in the day as well. Chavis Dasir Sifkat and Aleph assumes Lalacha like this position in Tosfos. Again, according to Tosfos, we're concerned that if you saw Dam that morning, a hefek tara early in the day won't help, because maybe you'll continue to see Dam, just like we're concerned on day one. According to Ramban, there's a fundamental difference. Day one, so there, the norm is, it's not the derech to see less than one day. So then we're concerned if you don't, even if you did a Hesed Tahara in the morning, maybe you'll see down later. But that concern doesn't carry over if you're going to get to the second day, L'Ri'iyasa. How do we assume L'Halacha? So Mistimas Lashon HaMechaber V'Arama that we just read, it doesn't sound like there's any further restriction. The way the Mechaber V'Arama presented, the whole concern is where we're talking about day one L'Ri'iyasa, but on any subsequent day, even if she saw Dam earlier that day, such a Hesed Tahara would work at least B'di'evet. Padika Shachar with Hesed Tahara in the morning would work at least B'di'evet. Chachmas Adam Simen Kuf Yudzayin Ozayin, Simen Kuf Yudzayin Ozayin is Machmir, that it only works Samach Levin Ashlashos Ayidei Moch Dachuk. And he's Mitzayin the Sidrei Tahara. Now, Rabbi Carr points out, page Sadi Dalid, volume 2, that the Sidrei Tahara doesn't quite say that. Sidrei Tahara and Sivkat and Tess, the paragraph beginning, Vahayotse Mizeh, is only machmir to require bedika samach ben hashmashos, but is a machmir to require a moch dachuk. And the Chachmas Adam is machmir that even the moch dachuk is li'ikuva. Rav Avadia, page Reish Samach Dalet in volume 2, assumes that the Iker position is l'kula like Rov Rishonim and Stimas Lashon HaMechaber and Ramah, that again, everyone agrees that l'chachila, as we'll see, Hesed Tahara always should be b'sof hayom. Question is, b'di'evet, if you did a Hesed Tahara in the morning, does that work if you weren't able to do another one later? So Rav Avadia thinks that l'alacha the Iker is like the Stimas Lashon HaMechaber Ramah, like the Rov Rishonim, like the Ramban, that on day two and on, B'dika Shachris will work with the Eved. It's true. If you did a B'dika Shachris, you should still do another B'dika Samach Ben Hashmashas. But if you didn't, it will still work with the Eved. Rabbi Karp writes that you should be Machmir L'chad Chila to require B'dika Samach Ben Hashmashas, since that's the position of many Achron, M'chaf Masadam, Sidri Tara. But with the Eved B'shas Adchak, you could rely on a morning B'dika. Rabbi Eider writes, page 60, that you should be machmir on this. If you only did Bedikah Shachris, then you should ask a Sheilas Chacham. And Rabbi Forst, volume 2, page 165, writes that you don't even have to ask a Sheila. Meaning, Lichachili do Bedikah Sofayom. If you only did Bedikah Shachris, and then it's already Peshkia. So Rabbi Forst writes that you could be Megal to rely on that Bedikah Shachris. That's Rabbi Willick's position as well, like the, again, Stimas Lashon HaMechaber L'Ramah. Rabbi Avadia pointed out that we're only machmir on day one and not day two and on.
Monday, regular
share. Oh, share lunch will be Tuesday.
Let's start Wednesday.